previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Just gone 7:40 on Algoa FM as promised, speaking to Weather Service spokesperson Garth Sampson. Latest rainfall figures that came through, we did alert that there might have been a slight increase with the rainfall and runoff. Garth, good morning, how's it?
Good morning, Charlie. Good morning to the listeners. Good morning to Lee.
Hi, Garth.
Garth, just a quick synopsis, what happened over the weekend, the runoff, the rains, etc. Just a quick summary as to where we're standing currently.
Well, at a time like this, we are always conservative in our estimates of rainfall because we don't want to get the people's hopes up too high. So we expected between about 20 to 30 mils over the cliff, but we kept our forecast very conservative and told the public 20. So if we got it wrong, it was erred on the right side. And basically, over the long cliff, we got between 50 at Hubertina and 90 at Corredo, a bit further up towards Aventine, Uniondale area, about 20, 30 mils. So generally for the entire weekend, that was roughly, let's call it 40 mils over the Langcliff. It did not reach the magical figure of 50 mils in 24 hours. That gives a massive rise in dam levels.
So we bought a little time, not a lot, a couple of days here or there, Garth?
Well, according to the Nelson Mandela Metropole's website, I'd advise the public to go visit them for all the latest news. They've got a section on drought monitoring.
Yeah.
The Churchill has 94 days water left, the Kofa Luri 23 days, and the Klundal 168 days. That is according to the Nelson Mandela website.
Great stuff. So still being cautious. We're not out of the red, obviously. And Garth Sampson, thanks so much for sharing that information with us.
Yes.
This morning.
Yeah, the dam didn't increase that much. We had the Churchill had a 5.6% increase. The Impofu 1.1. The Kofa 1.3. The Luria 3.4. And the Klundal 1.5. The reason that the Churchill had such a good rise is that came from the Krom system, and the Impofu is underneath the Churchill Dam. That's why the rise was not so good. And Klundal, there was not so much rain in that area.
Garth, any forecast of any significant upcoming rain?
I sound like gramophone. No significant rain for the next 14 days.
Yeah.
I tell you, I hate that expression, but unfortunately, that is the case.
Mm.
Generally speaking, June, July are not good months for those 50-millimeter events, and I'm putting all my hopes on August because statistically that is the best month for the cutoff low with the Regina High, etc. So August is a month that we are hoping for. And unfortunately, the seasonal forecast has not been playing the game and has been very negative. And it should come out within the next week or so. So when that thing comes down, open it up, get a cup of coffee and like peep at it just to see a bit of green on it and just be able to give some good news to the public.
Yeah, yeah.
We're giving all the bad news.
We live in hope, Garth, and on Sauma Dame Fasio.
That's right.
Thanks, Garth. Garth Sampson from the South African Weather Service this morning. Thank you, Garth.
A pleasure.
Cheers, bye-bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.